Previously on Pretty Little Liars. Don't tell.
I'm in the shower, Mom! Alright, see you at dinner.
Want a fair towel, too?
214.
Could be anything. A house number, an area code.
We have to figure it out. For both our sakes.
I would like to compose the music for the play.
Sure, that'd be great.
I didn't even know they knew each other. What is that? What did he just give her?
I know you want to kiss me.
Come closer.
Oh my God. Is that blood? You think that's being used to kill Allison?
Which one of you found the trophy? It's not human blood.
Why would there...
Let's save our questions for the precinct. Follow me.
The video was sent to us by an anonymous source.
Probably the same person who sent it to you. It was loaded onto Spencer's laptop. This time we saw who Allison was talking to.
It was Ian.
He told her to come closer. And she did.
Ian and Allison were together the weekend before she went missing.
Spencer called Hilton Head. It was Spencer who talked to the desk clerk.
Ian lied to Spencer. He stayed at Hilton Head last summer.
That's what I don't understand. Ian was a star athlete, right? Popular guy. Dating a beautiful woman like your sister. You really think he would risk all that to be with Allison? And she was barely 15.
Well, maybe he has a thing for younger girls.
Why would you say that?
Huh?
Were there other younger girls he was interested in?
Not that I know of. No. No.
No one but Allison.
You'll be available for more questions?
Of course. The girls have nothing to hide.
Pam just stepped out to call Wayne. Are they being charged for something? Conspiracy to commit an honest mistake? Sorry. Haven't they been through enough?
The girls are free to go.
I'm still trying to process this.
It appears our daughters have been the victims of a cruel joke.
Whoever said the truth will set you free never met A.
Jesus.
It's from the Bible. Jesus said it.
Then Arya's right, because that bitch is going straight to hell.
I wasn't completely honest in there. I should have been, but my mom was right next to me, and with the whole Ren thing, I couldn't bring myself to say that I also hooked up with Ian.
That has nothing to do with this.
I lied about it too, Spence. You know, sometimes telling the truth does more harm than good.
Who said that?
Allison.
Hey, Emily.
Garrett? You're a cop now?
Look, sorry they're putting you through this.
Officer Reynolds.
Probably wants a refill on his coffee and another jelly donut.
He looks good in the uniform.
Sir.
You know those girls?
My parents live down the street from Emily Field, so we used to be neighbors.
You think they're telling the truth?
I don't know why they would lie, sir.
Neither do I. But you're going to help me find out.
Sir?
Unless you'd rather be writing parking tickets.
Got a secret, can you keep it? Swear this one you'll save. Better lock it in your pocket, taking this one to the grave. In the show you gotta know, you won't tell what I said. Cause two can keep a secret if one of them is dead.
Hey, get some sleep?
A little. Yeah, we all needed a night to settle down and rethink this.
Have you talked to Melissa?
Yeah. Yeah, we talked to Melissa and Ian. They weren't that surprised.
In hindsight, your sister saw it coming. And we should have, too.
Saw what coming?
We should have insisted that you see someone after they found Allison. We're not blaming you, we're blaming ourselves.
Like a shrink? Dad?
You told the police everything you know. So while they're doing their job, we just think you should see a therapist. Talk about how you feel.
I feel scared. Okay? I feel scared every day that he's here. Please, there's nothing wrong with me. I hope you get the help you need.
Spencer, I want you to know I'm not angry with you. I'm confused, but I'm not mad.
What I don't understand is why you came back to Rosewood. You got away with it. You're sick.
Melissa.
That's how I deal with this, Dad. I have to believe you're ill. If you had just stayed away, no one ever would have known.
No, that's enough.
What? The trophy wasn't real, but that doesn't mean that he didn't do it. Oh, my God, do you hear yourself?
I'm just making things worse by being here. Spencer, I meant what I said.
Why can't you just let me be happy? This isn't about you.
You're right. Like always, it's about you.
Look, I know what this must look like, and...
No. Honey, I don't think you do.
I forgot my bag here last night.
Have you been swimming at nights because you know I'm here in the mornings?
It just kind of worked out that way.
I left you a couple messages.
I went to visit my aunt. She's old and sick.
I thought maybe you were avoiding me.
No, I just... No.
Okay, this is beyond awkward. Can we please talk about what happened?
There's nothing to talk about.
You kissed me, remember?
Emily, just drop it.
Do you want to pretend like it didn't happen?
Yes. Please.
Consider it forgotten.
Are you sure that you want to stay here?
I can't handle another fight with Jenna. I don't want to go home until my parents get back. And I don't think your parents are going to offer me the guest room.
It's my fault she's making your life so miserable.
I didn't have to take her phone.
How did she know it was you?
She doesn't. But with Jenna, suspicion is enough.
I really am sorry.
It's okay. My folks will be back on Monday, and they're usually a decent buffer.
You never talk about your parents.
Neither do you.
Yeah, well, the House of Hastings isn't exactly my safe place to land right now either.
Spencer, if Jenna has anything to do with you being framed, I'll do whatever I can to help you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Enjoy your shower.
I intend to. Pebbles or puffs?
Surprise me.
Tickles.
Really? I'm not laughing.
Can I?
Toilet for the second time this week.
You know, I was cleaning yesterday. I forgot to put the seat back down.
Uh-huh.
Sorry.
Expecting company?
No.
Was he here last night? Upstairs in the no-boy zone?
Nope.
Don't lie to me, Hannah.
I know what you think of him. And he does, too. That's why he doesn't hang around here anymore.
Okay, he came over a few times, but it was to help me with my homework.
Right.
I know boys like Caleb. He's a tough guy, so you think you're safe with him, but you're not. Caleb is looking out for Caleb.
You may know guys like Caleb, but you don't know him.
Close.
It was too close. You should take this to go.
What are you still doing here?
Forgot something.
What?
Sorry to interrupt. I can come back later if you're busy.
I was just leaving.
Thank you again for your help, Mr. Fitz.
Absolutely, Jenna.
He's all yours.
Jenna is submitting a short story to a competition.
Oh, I thought music was her thing.
Well, I think she's got a shot at winning.
So, tonight I was thinking that I would cook instead of takeout?
Sure. I got a faculty thing at 4, and I promised Jenna another round of notes.
What's her story about?
Exposing people. The protagonist is blind, but she sees more than sighted people.
So it's about her?
She says it's fiction, but it begins on the night of an accident, and her brother is responsible for it. Was it really Toby's fault?
He set fire to the garage, but he didn't know Jenna was inside.
Her story suggests that it wasn't an accident.
I wouldn't know. Do you want us to talk to them for you?
No.
Who? Spencer's parents think she's nuts.
Unstable. And why should they believe me? I mean, we have no proof.
from the girl who cried wolf.
Yeah, and the wolf is living in your backyard.
Right, which is why I need to get into room 214.
Spencer thinks Jenna has a room at the Edgewood Motor Court.
She thinks 214? And I saw the bag that Ian gave her. It's in the room.
Okay, I think we need to take a break from playing Charlie's Angels. And I want to spend another night with Rosie Petey.
Hey!
And there goes Lucy Liu.
Garrett, can I talk to you for a second?
Sure. What's up?
I know that most of the evidence we have on Ian is weak.
Weak? It's non-existent.
You have to follow up on Hilton Head. I know that he was there. I spoke to the clerk myself.
I'm waiting for a manager to call me back. If Ian was there with Allison, I'll find out.
Thank you.
Hey, Spencer.
Yeah?
Why would Ian want Allie dead?
Because she was going to tell Melissa about their affair.
I understand why you're so fond of Mr. Fitz. He takes such a personal interest in his students. I feel like I can tell him anything. I was thinking of suggesting he add Orwell's 1984 to the reading list. You know, Big Brother's always watching you.
Mr. Fitz isn't seduced by controlling characters.
You do know him better.
Scrabble, Mad Libs, Bikes to Die For, Babes to Fight For, page 12. It's a great read.
Thanks.
And I downloaded this app that turns my phone into a listening device. That way, if anybody goes next door, we'll be able to hear them through the wall. Caffeine?
Well, I think you've had enough.
Hey, did you just come out of room 214? Is there any way that we can get in there?
Is it your room?
No. But we...
I've got work to do.
Wait, 420? Can we pretend that he said yes?
Spencer, Jenna's glasses. This is her room.
The bag was on the bed.
What's it going to be first? Mac and cheese or fluff and fold? Heart was beating, thump, thump, speeding faster when I saw your face.
Mom! What are you doing here? I thought you were working late.
It's time for you to say goodbye, Caleb.
No, he just got here.
You mean he just got back? Found this in the basement.
I should go.
No, don't leave.
Excellent idea.
Mom, he stays here one night.
Really? Because the kitchen cabinet fixed itself a week ago, our grocery bill has tripled, and I know you don't carb load for breakfast.
This isn't her fault.
Save it. Just go. And don't come back.
He had nowhere to go. This isn't a halfway house. Can he just please spend the night? I mean, it's getting late, and if he doesn't stay here, he'll wind up sleeping on a bench at the bus station.
We don't lie to each other, Anna.
have arrived at your destination. Hey, don't forget to sign up for your turn at karaoke tonight.
Do you come here a lot? I didn't realize it was so rustic. I found it online. I thought it would be
remote.
Are you gonna finish all my sentences?
Sorry.
That was a joke.
You go first.
You were right today. I was avoiding you. I scared myself that night when I...
Kiss me?
There you go again. The first time I saw you with Maya, when I realized you were together, I finally admitted to myself that I was like you.
Am I the first girl you kissed?
Romantic, huh?
Definitely surprised me.
So was Maya your first girlfriend?
She was. But she wasn't the first girl I've ever kissed. I was in love with Allison.
Was she in love with you?
No.
I didn't know her well, but she seemed like a very dynamic person.
She was that.
Maya was kind of like that too, right?
Yeah, I like
ballsy women.
Welcome home, honey.
Wow. Are we celebrating something I'm not aware of?
No.
You're wearing this dress because
I just wanted to hear you say wow.
I like coming home to you. Sorry, I'm late. Things with Jenna took longer than I thought. I can't stop thinking about her story.
Cheese ball?
Sure. Their story is so raw, which is surprising coming from somebody so guarded. Was she always like that?
We were never that close.
Can't imagine what her life must be like. How does a family just get over something like that?
They don't. Can we just talk about something else?
Yeah.
Dinner's almost ready.
Are you sure I can't help you with that?
It's actually easy if I do it myself. I will do that when I die for prayer.
I think I'd feel safer on a bench at the bus station.
I told you I'd spring for a hotel.
And I said no, thank you. All right, Jungle Jane, what gives?
What do you mean?
You're the queen of heels and handbags, but out here you're Dora the Explorer.
Yeah.
You have any other personalities I should know about?
I spent 5 summers at Packet.
You?
My nickname was Hefty Hannah.
You didn't have to tell me that.
I want you to know who I am.
I never met my father. When I was 5, my mom dropped me off at my aunt's house to go shopping. She never came back. When I was 10, she sent me a birthday card. It said, "Happy birthday,
love Mom. That's it. I should have been pissed, right? I was so happy to get that card. It's postmarked from Arizona. It's the last place I knew she was.
Back for this.
Na 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 na, he's gonna start a fight. Na 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 na, we're all gonna get in a fight. So don't worry, I'm still a rock star. I got my rock moves, and I don't need you. And guess what? I'm having more fun, and now that we're done.
Jenna might not even be here till morning.
Glyceraldehyde?
With the C on the double letter, it is 32 points. Plus the triple word score gets me 96 points.
Goofball. You can put down 104 points for me. Thanks for the G. I've been waiting for it. 18 points times the triple word score plus the 50-point bingo bonus.
104 points. Good for you.
I like this game. I hope you don't take this the wrong way, but you can't be comfortable in that jacket and that tie.
I'm fine.
Top or bottom? I'm just kidding.
Have you ever looked fear in the face and said, I just don't care? It's only half past the point of no return, the tip of the iceberg, the sun before the burn, the thunder before the lightning, and the breath before the brains. Have you ever felt this way? Have you ever been touched so gently you had to cry? Have you ever invited a stranger to come and
you have.
We want, we need. Anybody interesting?
I haven't decided yet.
Maybe I can help.
I thought your Saturdays were saved for coffee and cartoons with Fitz. Are you avoiding him?
Not exactly avoiding him.
He's called you 3 times since you've been here.
Okay, I'm avoiding him. He's helping Jenna with this thing, and he keeps asking questions about her. Was it really Toby's fault? Can you imagine how hard her life must be? I mean, oh my God.
So what do you say?
I lie. Over and over again.
Do you want to tell him the truth?
It doesn't matter. We made a promise.
So you want to?
I feel like I need to.
And you don't have a choice. I don't know about Spencer or Hannah, but if you trust him, I do too.
Been up all night? You're getting colder.
What?
Who's A?
I have no idea.
I love this band.
Me too.
They're playing in the city next month. We should go and see them.
I'd like to. But you know.
What?
We might see people who know there. I can't risk being seen with you. I thought you understood.
I so understand. Believe me, I do. But hearing you say that, ouch.
I didn't mean to hurt your feelings. I had an amazing time last night. And I would really like to keep seeing you.
Like this? Always in the middle of nowhere? Hiding?
It's the only way I can do it.
I'm not ashamed of who I am. But I used to be. And if we have to hide like this all the time, I'm gonna start to feel that way again.
I really like you, Emily.
I like you too. And I'll always be here for you. But I think it has to be as friends. Sorry.
Hey. I've been leaving you messages all morning.
I know. Been avoiding you.
Why? What's going on, Maria?
You're starting to scare me.
I've been walking around your block for the past 2 hours, trying to talk myself out of what I'm about to tell you. Because I know if I do, there's a chance that you'll never look at me the same again.
Who are you?
You still haven't heard anything? Please let me know the second you do. Where have you been?
With Caleb.
Sleeping on a bus bench?
We camped out.
Don't ever do that again. I have been up all night looking for you, scared to death of what might have happened to you. And where do you think you're going?
I'm going to shower, and then I'm changing, and then I'm going back.
No, you're not.
You know, I don't get you. You, of all people, should understand the situation. You are lucky enough to get out of yours.
Or have you forgotten? No. This is your mother.
If it gets too uncomfortable at home, I'm here for one more night. You can always come back.
I might actually take you up on that. I'm sorry, this was a bust.
It wasn't a complete wash. To be honest, it was really fun to kick your ass at Scrabble.
Expecting that.
Me neither.
Hey, it was not a complete ass kicking, by the way.
Goodbye, Spencer.
For letting me come to dinner.
Did it for Hannah, not you.
I know. Is it okay if I grab a soda?
Help yourself. We have been for weeks, right? You can stay here. For a short time, in the guest room. But if you even think about hurting my daughter, I will make sure you regret it.
I believe you. Thank you.
I'm gonna try not to look back. If there's anything that it could change my life, it would be that night.
Hey. I love you. But nothing you just said to me changes that.
Thank you for looking at me tonight the same way you did yesterday. In the morning.
Sleep tight.
Good night, Mrs. Marin.
You can call me Ashley.
I can't do this anymore. It's over. I'm out.
Why is there a police car in the driveway? Did they talk to Ian? Did they find out that he was at Hilton Head with Allie?
No. Because he wasn't with Allison, he was with me. He lied to protect me. I was pregnant that summer, and we went there to get an abortion. I lost the baby before we went to the doctor. That's why this baby is so important to me.
Oh, Spencer. We're trying to help you, but you need to start being completely honest with us.
Police are waiting in the living room. They know you lied to them.
Honey, they know that you were seeing Ian.
SOS. Breaking news, bitches. Spencer Hastings, now a person of interest. In my death. Hey. Person of interest in my death. Hey.